Catch up on Husey and Kate in comfort and style with a pair of Skechers new Go Run Mojo trainers. See the range at Skechers.com.au.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this? 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this? Gather round on the radio now for Husey and Kate.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
Yeah, it's Drive You Home this afternoon on Dave Husey and Kate Langbrook, who is clapping.
Yeah, that's what she does. She's a clapper. It happens every day.
Yes.
And we love it.
I love to clap along to the intro. I love the intro to our show.
We love you clapping along. It's part of the joy of the show. Now, massive. We've got a massive afternoon coming up.
Yes, glorious.
No doubt. Can you name your daughter after you if you're a man? It's a big question we'll be asking.
It has been done.
It has been done this morning. We found out some news.
Yes, we have.
From a friend of ours, friend of the network.
Yes.
Brendan Favola. Fev.
Yes. In fact, who the country voted to win.
He won.
On a celebrity.
Absolutely. Former legend AFL footballer. So he's called his daughter Brenda.
Brenda Favola. And his name's Brendan
Exactly.
Favola.
So, I mean, is that okay?
Well, it will be.
It's good for the family. I mean, they've agreed on it, so it's good for them.
Might be confusing.
Well, is it going to be confusing?
There's not many baby Brendas.
Which just means it sort of makes it sort of hipster, I reckon.
Correct.
You know, if you're the only one at the class with the one name, you know. I mean, now every baby's called Tom, aren't they, really? Tom or William.
Would my name work for my daughter?
Jack.
Yeah, Jackie.
Jackie would.
Would?
Jackie would be perfect.
For a daughter?
Is he having a daughter?
Well, I don't know.
You do know.
I don't know if he's having a daughter.
You do know. You're the only one who does know the sex of Jack's unborn baby.
Yeah, well, he's tried to trick me, but he hasn't tricked me.
Oh,
he hasn't tricked me.
You have.
He's not tricked me. I've never said. I didn't know. At that time, I didn't even know what he was talking about. I thought if he had a daughter.
Is he going to have a daughter in December?
He's either having a daughter or a son.
And?
Well. But he will find out on the day that they're born. Yes.
Almost got you.
There's a bet on that.
$5,000bet.
$5,000. If Husey divulges the sex of the baby to Jack or to any of us before the baby's born, I think he just gave it away.
Jackie is a good name though, isn't it?
It is.
Jackie stood the test of time,
yeah,
I think.
It has. There's not many baby Jackies though. Anyway, I've got a question for you and all of Australia.
Yep, good.
Involving vouchers.
Yeah, and Coincidental Wednesday's coming up as well, by the way.
Well, that's a coincidence. I've got a couple of vouchers.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
And they're very old.
I had a coincidence today so much I had to go back and take a photo of a man and a woman in the street and they didn't know I took the photo of them.
And everyone in the office, though they don't like to big you up too
often, Jack hasn't.
Said it was great.
Jack's trying to. You didn't hear the whole thing. But I surreptitiously took a photo of a man and a woman standing in a street to back up the evidence of my coincidence.
Of your coincidence. I can't wait.
But you are going to play a game and Australia is going to know the result of this game.
Correct.
Because the voucher system where they have, what do they have? Use-by dates on vouchers.
Yes, on vouchers, on gift vouchers.
Absolute disgrace.
I went through mine today and I'd even thrown out a lot of them and I found so many. It was heartbreaking. Is it? Can you still use them?
Husey and Kate.
All right, so Christmas is coming.
Yeah, well, that's you say that at all times.
Oh, it's always coming.
Do you say that to your children? Do you go, if they're like, they say, I'm coming, you go, yeah, Christmas is coming. That's how the saying goes, isn't it?
So's Christmas.
Is that like, so's Christmas.
Oh, so's Christmas.
Pretty close, mate.
Well, it's reasonably close. Yeah.
But it's like, I'm hungry. So's no, Christmas. I don't say that.
So's Christmas.
I'm not a dad. That's what dad's saying.
In December, I don't really think it works in December, so is Christmas, because Christmas really is coming in December. But in January, it's a ripper.
All right. So a lot of people are going to get given vouchers.
I love giving vouchers.
Yes. But do you love using vouchers?
I forget to use them.
Me too.
Which
and
is
often I
a problem.
Just can't
it's
get
a sign of
them.
Affluence, I think.
Which leads me to this. I think I've got this.
I've got the oldest voucher. I've got the oldest voucher. I was given it as a gift.
Yeah, so what happens?
But to my busy schedule, I just could not fit.
Lazy.
A visit to the
ungrateful
spa center, so it expired. and now I've had it for the longest time.
I reckon I could probably go through my drawers and find an older one. But how old?
Well, okay, so I found this from a stunning steam treatment, a signature steam treatment.
They're known
from
for it.
The 1st of August.
I'm going to say, I'm going to guess, 2013.
Correct! Play the song, Jack.
Is it? Oh, pretty good guess.
Yes.
I reckon I could beat you.
All right. I'm sure you could.
I'm going to go through my cupboards and find one older.
Okay, good. I'm sure you could. But then you have to do the second part of it.
Which is what?
Do you believe, because businesses, I think they've changed the law in New South Wales, but I don't think the rest of Australia has. Do you believe that they will honour this voucher?
When is it meant to have expired?
August 2014.
Yeah, they give you 12 months to use your massage voucher.
Oh, no, expiry 1st of August 2013.
Oh, so it was a 2012 voucher, was it?
Oh, yeah, it must have been.
No, well, I was close.
Ah.
Maybe it's six. Sometimes they only give you 6 months.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes they give you 3 months.
Where'd you get it from? Who gave it to you?
Was I can't remember. Work? Was it? Yeah, I think so. I think it was a...
Was it? We should be on there, shouldn't it?
No. Oh, maybe. I haven't looked through all the other papers.
Normally it says from someone.
Look. No, it doesn't say who it's from.
It's not going to be in the instruction manual. It would be in the actual card. All right.
There's no card. This other one was 2015.
Yeah, but who's that one from?
Oh, maybe that expired. No, that doesn't say either.
It's got to say, will say who's on it.
This was for me and...
Look, it's got a card written in there. Who's it from?
No, that's the card with the card in it, with the thing. It doesn't say who that's from either. That was for me and a friend.
Weird.
All right. So here's the thing. I thought this will be interesting.
Ring them.
I'm going to ring them and see what they say. But first of all, I want you to say what you think they'll say. And what's our phone number, Jack?
131060. What do you reckon? Will they say yes to honouring it?
Will they recognise you and then say yes because it's you?
Okay, here's the thing. I disguised my voice.
All right,
because for exactly that reason. Right. Because I've actually been to that place before using an expired voucher. They've been very kind to me.
So I think if you disguise your voice, they won't. No, they won't. It's too old. That's 5 years.
It is
years.
Too
6 years.
Phone number, Jack?
131060. Do you want to hear the first part of the call?
See will they honour a very, very, very old voucher?
Did you say first part of the call?
First part of the call. So when Kate first rings up to get the...
Mm-hmm. Right.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, hi. I wonder if you can help me. I have a voucher for a treatment at but it's expired.
When did it expire?
The 1st of August 2013. It's quite old.
Yeah. They're usually pretty good with still letting people buy products. But let me double check with my manager.
Okay.
On something from 2013.
All right. Thank you.
How much is it for?
It's for the, it doesn't say how much, but it says this.
Oh, we still have that treatment.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that hasn't changed.
Cool. And what was your name?
Kate.
Kate. All right. I'll be right back, Kate.
Thank you. Then I was on a hold.
Sounds positive.
She was lovely.
Well, I think you're going to.
Lovely.
I think you're going to be okay, I reckon, because it's still got that treatment. They haven't discarded that one.
All right, 13,
they're updating. They're updating their treatments pretty often. It's a signature one though, so
it's an
oldie but a goodie if you go there.
All right,
QC and Kate.
Will Kate's voucher be honoured? She's got one of these.
Oh, I've got the oldest voucher. I've got the oldest voucher.
All right, so it's for a signature treatment at a spa retreat. Expires 1st of August 2013. We've heard the first part of the call where I asked the girl, disguising myself.
Yeah, whether she was, you said your name was Kate, whether you're going to go, she was going to go see the manager.
Yes.
She seemed very friendly. She seemed positive.
She was lovely.
She sounded like it was definitely going to
be okay. She did sound surprised,
though. Well, let's get some opinions. Stephen, what do you think? Do you think she's going to be okay here and the voucher will be honoured?
Yep, no worries. I'm a demolition expert in demolition buildings.
Yeah.
I found a gift card for Meyer, Coles and a few other companies. Mm-hmm. It was 2005, and I went in there a couple of weeks ago and passed it over, and they honoured the $20 gift.
That's incredible.
Really? And it
That's
wasn't incredible. Even yours.
No.
I've got the oldest voucher.
You know what? And Coles aren't even, they're a separate company now. They've just listed, I don't know,
what
Meijer.
What would they do with that?
God knows what's happening with Meijer.
Who would decide who honours it?
That $20 could send Meijer completely broke. They're right on the edge.
Simone, what do you think? Are they going to accept a voucher from 2013 that expired in 2013?
I think they're going to meet you halfway and try to get you to go in there and buy products.
Upsell
Simone.
You.
Simone.
Absolutely upsell you.
Really? But I'm not going to get rub.
No, you'll get the rub. You'll get the rub.
Get the rub.
So you get the rub and they'll force these other products on you because they've done you a good turn.
I'll get a rub and then they'll tug some money out of me.
I don't think that's sort of place.
Well, Simone,
that's sort of place.
Do you want to find out?
Well, I want to know what the general opinion is before we find out.
Yeah, what's the general opinion?
Are we saying it's will or won't?
No.
No.
People are saying, no, you won't get it.
No, people have been shafted by vouchers.
The whole system where they expire
is shocking,
it should be illegal.
And you should be able to get
it's
your money
disgusting.
Back.
You know what?
If you don't want to use it.
Our ScoMo went off about the woman who put the pins in the strawberries.
Yes,
give her 20 years in jail.
Yeah.
What about these people?
I don't think you want to put them in jail.
I want to put them in jail alongside the pin woman. Put them in jail. Why wouldn't you? All right.
All right, let's find out.
Here we go.
Out.
This is an actual call that happened today.
This is the second. She's gone off to speak to the manager.
Yep.
Thanks so much for holding, Kate.
Hello.
So, they are happy to honour the voucher, but just for that product in store.
So I can buy stuff?
Yes.
But I can't get a treatment?
That's correct.
Oh, okay. I need a paleontologist. It's so odd.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, thanks for that.
All right, Kate, thank you. Bye.
Simone, spot on.
What does that even mean?
So, you know how they sell stuff to you when you're leaving? So I can't go and get the treatment, but I can go in there and spend the voucher on stuff from their shop.
It's weird.
Because, here's the thinking. A packet of bath salts probably costs them 20 cents, but for someone to rub me and then tug the money out of my wallet, they have to pay that person.
But I thought the voucher was for the treatment.
Yeah, it is for the treatment, but I can't have it.
I'm disappointed
in
that.
I think that's pretty good.
I'm never going back there again.
What? I'm happy with that. I think that's nice after 5 years.
The voucher was sold and bought in good faith that it would be for a rub. And you don't get the rub.
No, don't get the rub.
That's poor. I mean, you know what? A lot of those other places, they're closing down. The police are closing down a lot of massage places.
Are they?
Yeah, you walk past and there's a big police sign on there.
Really?
You can't get a massage
You're
here
You're
regular?
Anymore.
No, I'm not, but I've walked past.
I've not seen that.
Haven't you seen them?
No, you seem to have.
No, we'll have a look around.
Encountered quite a few.
You walk along and there's just a big sign.
That says.
No longer here.
Cusie and Kate.
Hi, I'm Christian.
No way, my name's Christian too. What a coincidence.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
13, 10, 60 right. For your coincidences.
These are just the little pebbles of joy on the pathway of life.
Yeah, where things happen, you think, is everything connected? Is it just chance or what's going on in the world?
But it gives you a little buck up.
So we love all your coincidences.
Great
one more time, Jane.
13, 10, 60 for your coincidences.
Now, I had one today that was so...
You've been bragging about it in the office.
It blew my mind so much that I had to take a photo of what prompted
your
the coincidence.
Mind?
Yeah, no, what prompted the coincidence? I was walking down the road today, Katie. I was walking towards...
Street or road?
What's the difference? I don't know.
I don't know. Walking down the road makes you sort of sound like...
Well, I was walking on the road as well. Well, I was walking towards the post office, in fact.
Oh, were you?
Because I had one of those cards in my letterbox.
The red and white ones.
Yeah, which says, you missed a delivery, and it's been sitting on the bench at home for a few days, actually.
Very annoying.
And I thought, oh, God, I've got to remember that. Mm. And I thought, I'm going to do it. Before I go to work, I'm going to do it. So I'm walking down the street, walking towards the post office to pick up the parcel. I had no idea what the parcel was going to be. Mm. Absolutely no idea.
Was it for you or for Holly White?
I thought it was for me because it had my name on the cart.
Right.
But I haven't ordered anything. So
no.
So I wasn't waiting for anything.
Uh-huh.
It's random. And then I saw this. And I took a photo when I went back. What do you see in that photo?
I see a woman talking to a man.
And what's the difference between the woman and the man, would you say?
The height.
The height.
Yes.
Who's taller?
The woman.
The woman.
And the man's bald and his tie's blown over his shoulder. He's wearing a suit.
Yeah.
And she's wearing all black. Also jeans and a jacket.
So she's taller than him. She's looking down on him just because of the height difference.
Yes.
But I overheard what he was saying. He was talking businessy stuff.
Yeah, they both look businessy.
He actually said, "You know what I mean," which I say a lot. And anyway, and as I'm walking along, I thought, there's a man trying to tell a woman stuff. And he's shorter than her. And I thought, it's not fair, but men who are shorter, I feel like have to work harder. And
that's why they have a thing called short man syndrome, where they're often very successful
and
driven.
Yeah, and you know, that's the thought process I was having as I walked past those guys. And I thought, short men can succeed. They can succeed in sport.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought of, in the AFL, a guy called Brent Harvey, who's one of the shortest players to ever play, but played the most games ever.
Your thought process is fascinating.
This is what I was thinking of. And I only remind, and then, so, and then I thought of. Brendan Harvey. Brent Harvey. Yes, Harvey. Yeah, in the AFL. Yeah. And then I thought of another AFL player called Eddie Betts, who's also very short.
Oh, yes, yes.
And has kicked some of the best goals of all time and just an absolute superstar who's still playing.
Right.
So I'm thinking of Eddie Betts as I walk into this into the post office. Here's a taste of Eddie Betts' work.
Throws with the numbers at ground level. It's still in. Eddie fooled the ball. Escaped.
I'm thinking of him as I walk into the post office to get my parcel and I hand my little thing over, my little sort of piece of paper over to the person and they deliver this to me. What does it say on the outside there?
Eddie's Little Homies.
Open it up. Eddie's Little Homies.
Oh, well, you've still quickly. Wrapped in bubble wrap.
Well, can you do it quick?
Oh, that's hard.
All right.
Well,
really.
Hang on. No, we.
Open it up.
Here it is. It's a book.
Who's the book by?
It's a kid's book.
Yeah. Who's it by?
My Kind. By Eddie Betts.
Wait, Eddie Betts? It's Coincidental Wednesday. Eddie Betts, who's never, to my mind, ever written a book before. I had no
idea. Or sent you one.
I had no idea what parcel I was going to receive. He was who I was thinking of as I walked into the post office because I saw the short man. I saw the short man in the suit talking to the taller woman. I ended up thinking about Eddie Betts walking to the post office, hand over some sort of. And I get Eddie Betts' book.
That is a great.
It's a great coincidence.
13:10:60. We will take your coincidences next.
The Husey and Kate catch up. Husey and Kate.
He's already given us an amazing one. Time for yours.
Hi, I'm Christian.
No way, my name's Christian too. What a coincidence!
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
They might be big, they might be small.
We're happy to hear them all.
Oh, that's a lovely rhyme. But now it's time to hear a Coincidental Wednesday. Hello, Kiara.
Hi.
What have you got?
So, my mum and my cousin from Italy went to Sydney and they went and visited all these, all the Christmas things that were going on there. This was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yes,
and
yes.
And there was this Christmas tree, this huge Christmas tree in one of the buildings, and they took a photo of it. And then they came back to Melbourne and they met two of our cousins from Norway. They just came from Norway and they spent the week in Sydney the week before. And it's the first time they'd ever met. And Mum was like, oh, my gosh, you have to go to this place, this Christmas tree. And they were like, we went. So Mum took out the photo and then they took out their photo and it's the exact same time on the exact same date at the exact same location.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
So does that mean that your mum and the cousin from Italy were in their photo, in the Norwegians' photo?
So they were standing next to each other, so they just missed each other.
Oh, like,
so
the same minute. They took the photo of this. That is unbelievable.
Yes. Yes,
I mean, if it was
ridiculous.
A photo of the Opera House that they both had taken in the
but
same
even
week.
At the same time.
Yeah, but the same week mightn't be, but the exact moment.
Yes. Yep. Love it,
crazy.
Kiara. What a buck up.
Yeah. Is it connected? What's going on in life?
All right. Imagine if you're on your way to divorce court. Could anything cheer you up on the way to divorce court, Laurie?
Hi, Kate and Husey. How are you?
Great. But I mean, maybe everything will cheer you up because you're divorcing the person who's been dragging you down for
years.
Well, my ex-husband and I are actually very, very amicable.
Good.
We have,
very mature.
We have
well done.
And
yeah, that's lovely.
We've decided to wipe everything from
so you
the past
should. Just live in the present
forward.
Moment. Yeah.
So,
there's
but
no,
nonetheless.
No, can I say there's no grudges in the present moment?
Exactly.
Thank you.
So he rocks up to my place to pick me up, and off we go to the divorce court together.
Oh, that's nice.
When we get in the car, our wedding song is playing.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
I mean, if your wedding song was sha-la-la-la-la-la-lo, then that wouldn't be so amazing because we are playing it quite often at the moment.
Yeah,
but I'm assuming it wasn't.
That would be a quick divorce.
No.
It came out a few weeks ago. What was the song, Laurie?
It was Huey Lewis and the News, Happy to Be Stuck With You.
Yes, it's true. Yes,
that one.
I am happy to be stuck with you.
That's
and
pretty
amazing. Also the irony that you're not happy to be stuck with him.
No.
You're happy to be unstuck from him.
And I actually said to him, did you put this on? And he said, no, it's the radio.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Oh, in a tone that reminded you why you were divorcing
but
him.
But it's also... Also from one of those stations that play about four songs a day.
Not our station.
Not our station.
Laurie.
We play.
And that's why you're leaving me behind. Now, Megan. Hello, Megan.
Hi, guys. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Oh, we adore the coincidences. Have they ever been stronger than today?
It's a good one. It's
I love
a good
them.
Day.
I'm hoping this one's good too.
Okay.
I'm sure it will be.
All right. We don't judge them, Megan. Some of them are little and some of them are big.
Exactly.
Okay,
like boobies, they're all great.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. For as long as you got nipples, and even if you don't, whatever. Who
does
cares?
Your coincidence have nipples, Megan?
I guess not. No. Okay, so about 10 years ago, I was at a party, and coincidentally, it was actually a singles party that you guys were hosting at a previous radio
right.
station.
Oh
yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
A great party, and at the end of the night, I met this guy. And we had a little bit of a patch.
Good.
And then swapped numbers. And then he said to me, so how old are you? And I was 32 at the time. And for some reason, I don't know why, because I had never done this before, I just lied about my age. And I popped out, I'm 26.
Right.
And he goes, oh, I'm 26. And I said, oh, great. He goes, when's your birthday? And I said, oh, November. And he goes, my birthday's in November. And he goes, what's the date? And I said, the 27th. And he looked at me for a second, whipped out his license, and that was his exact birth date, the
Whoa.
Fake year birthday that I'd given him.
Oh,
that is bizarre.
Oh.
And that was yesterday, in fact, the 27th of November.
Oh, yes.
And my birthday was the 26th of November.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
God, man. He was a lucky guy. And was that just one kiss and you never saw him again?
Well, yeah, because I'm like, how am I going to explain this differential?
Yes.
We never saw each other again.
Yeah.
And you couldn't have been as excited by it as he would have been.
Are you happily in a relationship now, Megan?
Yeah. I've got married, 2 kids, and hopefully he's the same and everything's all good.
Good on you.
There you go.
It's happy days.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
Yes, good afternoon. Driving you home, Dave Hughes, Kate Langbrook.
We are not too far away from Freaky Facts.
Oh, yes.
This is where a young person gets to give us facts that blow our mind.
We have the taste of how a child thinks and the spirit of a child, which is often a blessing in, you know, a lot of people. I was like that before I had kids. I was like, I don't really get them.
No, well, you
but
fresh,
now
fresh eyes.
I adore them.
Children?
Yes. Right.
Fresh eyes.
Just...
Well, last night in this show, we decided to even take over that segment and do an adult version with space, didn't we? And that was great.
That was great for you too.
The Voyager, I'm going to do it one more time.
Don't.
The Voyager, which is now 13 million miles from Earth.
Is it?
At its current pace of 35,000 miles per hour, it would take 749 million years to reach the nearest galaxy to us.
Oh, good, you've blown him up. I don't have to hear him.
That's the nearest galaxy. And they say there's 100 billion galaxies.
I know they say.
Well, they know more than you do. They're interested.
Not about what's interesting.
Anyway, the Russian space station is something we're going to talk about later on.
Oh, yes. There's been a bit of tit for tat. From the Russians.
They're coming Russians. Back at the Americans, apparently.
Putin.
But when we come back, Katie, a friend of ours, a radio colleague.
A friend of the country.
No doubt.
He won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
A couple of years ago. Mm. Ex-AFL star Brendan Favola has announced the name of his baby, which was born today. When we come back, we'll talk about the name of that baby.
Right. It's a baby girl. Mm. Him and his wife, Alex, make girls.
They do.
Mm.
Right. We've got four of them.
Husey and Kate catch up.
Tell you what, if you get some Skechers shoes, that'll make you happier.
Your feet will be so comfortable.
Yeah, it's a Skechers shoe for everyone.
As I believe the French would say.
My children love their Skechers. What would the French say?
I think they'd say comfortable.
Sounds Spanish.
Comfortable.
Sounds Mexican. Mexico's interesting place.
Corona, la cerveza más fina.
I've been to Tijuana.
Have you?
Yeah, just for an
afternoon. Just over the border.
Just for an afternoon with a mate.
Mm. Were you with the migration caravan?
No, we were coming the other way.
Mm. Okay.
We were popped in and out.
Oh, well, so you went both ways.
That town is a
party town.
Party town, Tijuana.
Mm. Bit seedy.
Bit seedy. That's what
I think a lot of Americans pop over the border to get cheap pharmaceuticals.
What we wanted and what we got.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
I know you so well.
Now, Katie, look, news today is a mate of ours.
Yes. Brendan Favola.
Yeah, from the Fifi, Fev and Byron show in Melbourne.
Correct. Who won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah.
Has had fascinating guy, actually.
He is.
Split up from his wife, Alex, and then they've already had three daughters together, and then got back together very happily. Reformed himself.
Yeah, no, he was a footy player who went off the rails, but has had a spectacular renaissance.
And he's just a lovely fellow.
Real character, Fev.
And he's been so happy about Alex being pregnant with their fourth daughter.
Yeah, but today they announced the name of the child and of the very cute little Brenda. Brenda Favola.
And his name's Brendan.
Mm.
And there's no one called Brenda that's a baby, is there?
I wouldn't have thought so. But every now and again, some names are popular amongst certain sections of the population.
I think Brenda was a very Irish name.
Mm.
It just strikes me as Sister Brenda.
I don't think we'll find a Brenda under the age of five, I wouldn't have thought.
No, I don't believe you would.
13, 10, 60, if you got a Brenda under the age of five.
We had to go back in the annals of time to find a song with Brenda in it. Brenda. I mean, that's amazing that someone wrote a song about Brenda.
Is that a joke?
No, that's a real song. What year was it?
Brenda must have been a hot name at some point. Because that's not a bad song.
Oh.
Let's go one more time here with that.
Those horns and stuff, I'm going to say.
If I had a Brenda.
60s.
What year was it?
We're going to
I said it says release 2000.
No.
No, that's not 2000.
That's not. No one sang that in the year 2000.
Yeah, well, we don't know when that song came out.
It's 1987. It's 30 years old.
87.
So even 87 feels. Yeah, all right.
I think that might have been peak Brenda time. Anyway.
But the real funny thing is that it's Brendan who's had a Brenda.
Yes, of course.
Is it a joke? Well, I don't know. But
sometimes men do have daughters named after them. For instance, who did I interview 2 weekends ago?
Nigella Lawson.
Yes, and she's called Nigella Lawson because her father was Nigel Lawson.
Yeah. So that even that, I think if that would have seemed like a joke at the time.
And her sister was Thomasina, who I imagine was named after a Thomas.
My mate CJ's got a Thomasina.
Does he?
Yeah.
Named after?
No one. Named out. They saw it in a book.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
But that name originally would have been to make a feminine of a masculine name.
Right. So, the question we want to know is, are you a woman and are you named after your father?
13, 1060, girls who are named after their fathers is what we're looking for.
Maybe your second name.
Maybe a little girl will call up and go, my name's Dave.
Davina?
Davina.
Remember we had Davina earlier in the year,
yes.
And I was saying
you insulted Davina.
Yes, I insulted every Davina.
Why did you?
Because I'm unthinking every now and again.
That was before you were Zine.
Every now and again, yes.
13, you rub 10, off 60. On me. No. We're looking for girls named after their dads.
The Husey and Kate catch up. Husey and Kate.
Looking for girls named after their fathers.
Inspired by Brendan Favola, star of the Fifi, Fev and Byron show, Katie.
Mm-hmm.
Number one breakfast show in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. He's named his daughter Brenda. Born today.
Oh, Brenda. Yeah. My Brenda. It's never been a good song about Kate. I can't believe Brenda's got a song and Kate doesn't. But Kate's not a nice musical name. Like
Catherine's
or
any songs about Catherine?
Don't know. I wouldn't feel like that was about me. We want women who are named after men. Specifically
your
birth certificate
says Catherine, doesn't it?
Yes.
You could have gone with Catherine.
I could have.
You still could.
I don't like that.
Got a Facebook message. I think it's May, I think her name is, if I pronounce that wrong, sorry. Vin Diesel apparently named his daughter after Paul and called her Paula. Paul Walker, you know Paul Walker?
Yeah, I do, mate, because off-air I told you. Off air, we had a conversation.
The
you
Fast
said,
and the "Yeah, Furious. you
off air." The conversation.
He's was, told
I'm trying to do the whole, you know. Oh, we just got a message.
Well,
you,
don't.
You've ruined it. It's like you pulled the curtain open.
Why do you fake?
But in the break, I was the clever one. So you said that Vin Diesel called his son, his daughter Paula, and then Kate said, "Was
I
his
got
name,
a name
Paul?"
Right. Thanks, mate.
Maybe Vin Diesel's real name was Paul.
And I said maybe it was named after Paul Walker because they did those
Fast and the Furious
together, and I was right.
And now you're acting. You know,
I just
don't.
Now, Samantha.
Because it's.
Samantha, what is your father's name, Samantha?
Sam.
Yeah, great.
And no secret there, is it?
No, not at all.
What's your mother's name?
Kim. But Kim. I always joke with Dad saying that I think he wanted a Sam Jr., a boy.
Yes,
and
yes.
Yeah, he got a girl first.
Yeah, Fev has had four daughters, so now he's got a Brenda.
Yes.
Fev, it was a footy star, Fev, so.
Yes.
And the AFLW is in full swing.
Oh, yes,
so.
The father-daughter thing.
Nicole.
Yeah, my dad was Nicola, an Italian name, and it was only an A and an E that changed, really.
Yeah, and you're Nicole.
Yeah.
Nicola's a...
That's cute. There's a designer called... Nicola. Is it Finetti or whatever? I always thought
Finetti.
It was a woman, but it's a man, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it can be a man name in Italian or female.
Over the years, have you enjoyed that connection with your father?
Yeah, it's been good. But when you have conversations on the phone and you're like, well, you're not Mr. Nicola. I'm like, no, I'm Nicole.
Oh, no.
Confusing.
Yes. Yeah, very confusing. Mm.
I've called my son Lewis. Very confusing.
How does he, there's been a lot of conjecture about that over the years.
Has there?
Well, especially when you first called him Lewis, because his dad's name is Peter Lewis.
Yes.
And you went with Lewis.
Yes.
And Lewis is a great young man.
Yes.
Has he questioned you ever about...
Loves his name.
Yeah, good.
I asked him, actually.
When, recently?
Yeah.
And what did he, and just, he looked
he
you
said,
in the eyes.
I love my name. It's sick.
Yeah, good.
Well,
I'm glad. I mean, you took a risk.
We did take a risk.
But, you know...
But it was so perfect.
You come up snake eyes after rolling the dice. Alana, what's your dad's name?
Hi, my dad's name is Alan.
Yep.
And my mother's name is Sandra, and so I'm Alana Sandra.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I would not think, Alana, when I hear the name Alana, of Alan.
Yes, but it's the amazing amount of times that I get... called by my mum, like on the phone, and she actually starts a conversation thinking that it is my dad or my sister does it.
Oh, well,
and,
yes, yeah, right.
It actually becomes quite annoying. And the worst part about it, I wasn't even going to be an Alan when I was born. I think I was going to be a Robert.
Yeah.
So,
right.
It's kind of
a Roberta.
But I think Robert has stood the test of time more than Alan.
Bobby.
I mean, I don't want to offend all the Allens out there because it's also a great name.
That's my little one's middle name, Jan Allen. after Peter's grandfather's.
Yeah, but the middle name, who cares what the middle name is, honestly?
It's another topic. Now, okay, so Alana's quite a subtle homage to her father, Alan.
Yeah.
This next caller I don't think is very subtle at all. Hello, caller. What's your father's name?
My father's name is Don.
And your name is?
My name is Donette. I think he wanted a boy and struck out like 5 times. And I believe I've been told it's French for little Don, but I'll take it. I think.
There we go. All daddy's little girls.
Yeah, beautiful. Lovely.
Hughie and Kate catch up.
Hey.
Driving you home this afternoon. Hughie, we have a problem. Hughie's show is coming back next year.
Absolutely. Yes. On Channel 10, it'll air at the start of next year. Katie,
congratulations on that, by the way.
Yeah, no, it's fun. You've always been great when you've been on Hughie, we have a problem. And you are going to be on the show on Friday. We're taping Friday, early Friday afternoon.
Yes.
In Sydney.
Yes. And if you would like to come and be, can people come and be in the audience?
Yeah. So
because the show's great when it goes to air. But the stuff that gets cut out is
even better.
Stunning.
So if you can get to Sydney for this Friday, all right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a few numbers now, all right? So this Friday, if you can get to Sydney, to Piermont in Sydney.
Isn't there an audience number you can give out?
No, I want to do a couple of special ones here.
Oh,
all right?
Okay,
so
that's
you can go to the Hughie We Have a Problem Facebook page, or if you're in Sydney right now, we'll give
13 1060. Get on the phone. 13 1060. If you'd like to go to the taping of Hughie We Have a Problem this Friday in Sydney.
We just can't get enough of each other.
One more time, in the afternoon, Sydney, all right?
13 1060. Hughie, we have a problem taping this Friday in Sydney. Give us a call.
Fun, fun, fun.
Coming up next, though, we are going to do a Freaky Facts.
Hughie and Kate.
It's a super freak, super freak, super freaky fact.
With Lepisto.
You would have thought that the Lepisto would have got longer than the bow, but there we go.
Hello, Bo Lepisto.
That was fun. That was fun, wasn't it?
Yes.
How old are you, Bo?
I am 8.
8. Great age.
Stunning age, Bo. Your teeth, you're losing some teeth?
Yeah, I've lost a couple.
Yeah, a bit wobbly.
Yeah, you would have got some adult teeth already by the age of 8, I'd say, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you've got a nice assortment.
Heaps of them.
You've got a jumble. A mixed bag of teeth.
Yeah. So, Bo, you're a bit of a fact fiend, eh? You love a fact.
Yes, I do.
How long have you been into the facts, Bo?
Well, ever since my big brother Leo got in for it, I've been hoping to get into it and do it.
Yeah.
We love a family connection. Pretty much everyone in your family can get on Freaky Facts if you really persist. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, Lepisto persisted, didn't you, Bo?
Yes.
Yes, and here you are. And we would love to hear your first freaky fact.
Here we go. Give it to us.
Okay. Rats and horses cannot vomit.
Super freaky fact.
That's handy for rats because they eat all sorts of rubbish.
But you know what? When they eat rat sack, Bo, you know, when people put out the pellets for them, that means they can't vomit it up. That means it kills them. Very interesting.
Yes.
What about horses, though? I mean,
Well, the racehorse, like me, has always got their nose in the feed bag.
I wish horses could vomit, though.
Why?
Because I love horses and I don't want to think that they eat things and they can't get rid of the things they eat. So be very careful when
the other end works, doesn't it, Bo Lepisto?
Yes, it does.
Be very careful when you're feeding horses. And don't get a horse drunk because it can't vomit up.
I'll try not to.
Thank you, Bo.
Bo, well played, my man.
That's a great fact. I'm going to take that with me for the rest of my life. Every time I see a horse, I'm going to think of the fact it can't vomit.
Oh, cute.
Thank you.
All right. Freaky fact number 2, please, Bo Lepisto.
Okay. The average person falls asleep in 7 minutes.
Super freaky fact.
Really, Bo Lepisto?
It's going to make a lot of people sad.
Because a lot of people can't fall asleep in 7 minutes.
7 minutes. My wife is one of those people. She brings the average down. with her
ability. Yeah, that's me. I conk out straight away, especially, remember I told you my army trick.
Yes. What do you say?
Don't think, don't think, don't think.
I used it.
And did it work?
It did, yeah.
It's amazing, yeah, isn't it? Roller Pisto, because you have the beautiful mind of a child and the clearest conscience of all, how long do you reckon it takes you to fall asleep every night?
About 15.
Yeah. 15 minutes. Do you read?
Yeah.
I used to be longer than that, Bo. I used to have a terrible trouble trying to get to sleep.
Guilty conscience.
My wife, no, deep thinker, you know. My wife, you know what she says? She, every night it's like she's going to the sunken place.
Yes.
She feels like she falls
yes,
into
me too.
The sunken place.
I love it. Do you love sleeping, Bo Lepisto?
Not really.
Don't you? Because it feels like a waste of time.
Too much life to live for a young man. Now, all right. Let's go. Number three. They've been brilliant
very,
so far. Here we go. Bring it home, Bo.
There's enough fuel in a jumbo jet tank to for an average car drive around the world four times.
Super freaky fact.
Four laps of the earth.
M-G. And that's why, Bo Lepisto, when celebrities are talking to you about global warming and they're travelling around the world giving everyone else lectures about turning lights off and living in smaller houses, you just remember what they're burning up.
She's talking about Leonardo DiCaprio.
And the other one, Al Gore, with his seven houses. All of them. They love to fly around the world lecturing normal people about what to do.
Do as I say, don't do as I do. So, but
I don't do as Husey does, Bo Lepisto.
I say to you, Bo, keep it up because you are going to go a long way.
You know what you have, Bo Lepisto? You're like Russell Crowe in the maths film. You've got a beautiful mind.
And you've also got a $200 athlete's foot voucher as well. Congratulations.
That's so
mate.
Cool.
It is.
Covered from head to foot.
I can't believe you're only eight.
Yes,
you sure?
You're very mature.
You're really only eight. Is that true?
Yeah, right.
You promise you're not 28?
Not 20. The athlete's foot is the right fit for all kids' foot shapes. Find your nearest location, theathletesfoot.com.au. If you've got a kid that would like to do freaky facts, just give us a call, 131060.
I'll just say what a good job the Lepisto parents are doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lovely.
I agree. They're wider family. I think probably everyone.
Well, because we've had Leo Lepisto.
No, I get it.
Now we've had Bo Lepisto.
I understand why he's. Well, I didn't really understand it, but now I do understand.
Yeah.
Husey and Kate.
Driving you home this afternoon. It's been an exciting week of space chat.
Yeah, we're reacquainting ourselves with the great final frontier, and we're all super excited.
Your wife's called. She said you tried to reacquaint yourself with hers last night. It wasn't exciting.
Well, I've never acquainted myself with it, to be honest. It's all for our future. Get the kids out of the house first.
Now, listen.
Another 10 years, 15 years.
The space race.
They can't hear you scream then.
Oh, no, too much.
Well, you started.
Why would you be screaming?
Exactly.
Mm-mm. It's reignited the Cold War between Russia and America.
The space race has.
Yes, yes. And the Russians has, as they would say.
Well, what have they done? You tell us when we come back. Don't tell us too much now.
Some shade.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait to get this all cleared up.
The Husey and Kate catch up. Husey and Kate.
And it's time for one of Katie's conspiracies.
There's no wind on the moon, Einstein. Evidence of a hoax.
Satanic rituals, royal family, mainstream news, folks.
Who's the boogeyman? You figure it out.
Katie's crazy conspiracy theories. Or are they crazy? Are you the crazy one for not believing them?
Okay. So some conspiracy theories are cuckoo. But basically, everything that we accept now as a fact started off as a conspiracy theory. The world being round, I think Galileo got... Did he get killed for that?
Well, flat earthers are still around, though. Still,
come back.
Shaquille O'Neal is a flat earther.
Is he?
Yeah, the Shaq. Shaq attack.
And he's so tall, he's probably seen the whole thing in orbit.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Hmm. How's the weather up there? That's an old-fashioned thing to say to tall people. Do you think people still say that?
There's a joke about lying in bed. Tall people lying in bed. I can't remember what
it is. Oh, no. They say we're the same height lying down or something if they've got a short wife or, don't they?
No, that was different. He does have a short wife, I think. But everyone's short compared to him. But let's get to
he
the moon.
Have a one.
What's happening on the moon?
Yes, let's get to the moon.
Yes.
So, you thrilled me the other day when you said you're coming over to our side about the moon landing.
Yeah, because why haven't we done more on the moon?
Exactly. So apparently this happened in 1969. Right.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
All right. I really just started questioning the moon landing basically to annoy my friend Rob Sitch, who made a film called The Dish.
Very popular film.
It was about Australia, a great film that was about Australia's role in the moon landing. I just used to go, I don't believe we really did it. And honestly, you could nearly see, he was like a kettle on the boil. You could see the steam.
Well, he's probably done more research than you.
I would say so, because I've done none. Mm. But it's just fun to question it, right?
Well, who else is questioning it?
Well, no. Just wait, because NASA made this announcement the other day that Jack heard on a NASA podcast.
We have taken tremendous steps.
We choose to go to the moon before this decade is out.
It's time we take the next great leap. We're building the next chapter of American exploration. Returning to the moon to stay.
Returning to the moon, is that the next great leap? Yeah, I don't think so if you've already made the leap.
But to stay is the great leap.
Well, to stay.
They're putting down roots on the moon.
Putting down roots. Going to build a McDonald's. Haven't been back there since 1969. Seems odd to me.
They probably were there in 1970, according to them, were they? I think they did a couple of trips, didn't they?
And you know who else finds it odd? The Russians.
Initially it was a race.
Yes.
Because the Russians were the worst. They were the first ones in space.
Yes. With the monkey or the dog?
And the cosmonaut, I think. First man.
The dog went up before.
First man in space was, or woman, was Russian. No, cosmonaut. Yuri. Someone.
I thought that was a dog. I think the woman's name wasn't Olga. I think the dog's name was Yuri and the woman's name was Olga something.
We'll check that.
Or maybe that's just stereotypes.
What was the? Who was the first person in space?
I think it was a dog.
Yeah, well, I was the first
or
person.
Or was it a monkey?
There was an animal's first.
Anyway,
no doubt.
So this claim of NASA has come to the attention of the Russians. And the head of Russia's space agency, who is also trying to get some space stuff happening with China and Europe, said this.
Мы сейчас стоим на пороге очень важных событий. Это переход на новую ракетно-космическую технику, начиная с 22 года, начиная на испытания.
What's that? Like, wait a
minute. Take that, Americans!
What did he say?
I need it. No, we'll translate it for you. He said, when he was asked, did NASA really land on the moon in 1969? He said, we have set this objective to fly and verify whether they've been there or not. Now, some people have said it was a joke. However, it's not the first time Russia has cast doubt on NASA's moon achievements.
Yeah, fair enough too. I agree.
They've questioned the existence of rock samples returned from the moon's surface.
Hmm.
They've asked about the loss of high-resolution colour film footage.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot.
NASA reckons that they lost 200,000 tape recordings of the landings because they were overwritten in an effort to cut costs. And they've had to ask a film restoration firm to salvage and replicate footage. Hello.
We're all with you. It's all
who's telling the truth?
It's all heading the same way. And the first person in space was Yuri Alexeyevich Gagarin.
Oh, yes. Yuri. Was that a dog?
No, it was a person. 27-year-old he was.
A woman? Oh, not a woman.
He was a man.
Yeah. What happened?
Well, he went up there and he came back.
Oh, good.
He was up there for 89 minutes. First man to orbit the planet, he was.
Was he on his own?
I think so.
Was he with a dog?
Husey and Kate catch up.
Yeah, gather around indeed because Husey and Kate are still here for your entertainment.
Yes. We are
the
here.
Good times never finish. Even when we finish, no. Stanny Lakey gets involved on this.
Stanny's?
No, I was going to say hands off yes. Danny's snakey.
Oh, who? No one's had their hands on.
wakey.
He's
wakey.
Fun though. He's fun.
He's great fun.
Mm.
I love him. He
he's
knows
another
that.
Non-drinker.
I know. I introduced him to zero alcohol beer a couple of weeks ago. He's thanked me.
Now, you know, yesterday you... No, the other day, Monday maybe, you read an article, headline from a
new
magazine.
New idea said Frederick and Mary, what's her name?
Mary's
divorce shock.
Mm.
And then all these headlines, divorce shock. And then the first paragraph of
not
the article
true.
Was...
They're not getting divorced.
They're not getting divorced.
Which you could really do about anyone, couldn't you?
It was disgraceful journalism.
Mm. Anyway, well... I was online and I read this headline. Catherine Zeta-Jones candidly discusses her open relationship with husband Michael Douglas, 74.
You're clicking onto that straight away.
Yes, totally.
And what's it saying?
And reveals how they told their kids about his sexual misconduct allegations. So he's been charged with something 30 years ago.
Yeah. But he hasn't been charged.
So then
has
I
he?
Read.
I don't think he's been charged.
Accused, sorry.
Accused. Yeah. Yeah, and then you read what? About their open relationship and what?
Yeah, I'm like,
tell
she admitted they have a very open marriage.
Yeah.
I'm like, very open? Well, what does that mean? And then she said this.
What'd she say? Sometime. I think everyone's Googled it by now, so let's get on with the show.
She said, okay, they're not, she said, I'm happy we've made it 20 years together, blah, blah, blah. Both Michael and I have a very open relationship. When you have kids that didn't ask to be born into a world where it's scrutinised or looked into, you've got to be open and honest and share things that probably people at the drugstore wouldn't share over the counter. That's not an open relationship. That's an open relationship.
Well, that's an honest relationship.
It's an honest. It's not
but
open.
But are they being honest about all the affairs they're having? It doesn't sound like they
no,
are.
No, it doesn't sound like they,
they're keeping them
anything.
Hidden.
Because she said she was devastated about allegations from 30 years ago when he, well before her.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
It's not open.
I'm not
it's
clicking
open.
Onto it. What? It's the yeah.
Yeah, it's not open.
Yeah,
it's open.
When we come back, though, I'm going to shock you with the size of something.
Oh.
I'm going to show it to you and you're going to go, my
really?
God. You're going to go, oh, my God.
In a good way?
Well, you can decide.
Well, is it shrinkflation?
No, it's not shrinkflation. I don't know what that means.
How little? It's and they're making things smaller but charging
no,
the same
no,
price
the,
for
the big
them.
Way. This is big.
Yeah,
this
good.
Is huge.
Husey and Kate.
Katie, on the subject of Australian legends, another one has appeared out of the mist. And they're talking about it on American television.
Really?
This is and the next big thing has arrived, and it's come all the way from WA. Have a listen to American TV all over them.
It hasn't been verified, but Knickers is being called Australia's biggest steer by its owner. The massive 7-year-old standing about 6 feet 4 inches tall. That's 2 inches shorter than Michael Jordan. His weight, 1.4 tons.
Wow.
Knickers.
A cow. Boy cow.
Yeah, knickers. Steer.
Knickers.
Have a look at knickers. I'm showing you knickers.
Oh, no.
There's knickers next to a lot of other.
What? That's the Gulliver of cows.
Yeah, I thought knickers might be on a box, but I can see his foot at the bottom there.
Oh, show me knickers. Knickers are big black and white.
He's huge.
Steer. He doesn't have horns. They must have cut them off him.
195 centimetres tall.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, I can see his foot down the bottom.
Yeah, he has...
Holy moly.
So 1.4 tonnes. He has apparently 635 kilos of trimmed saleable beef.
Is that what's going to... That can't happen to Knickers.
450 cuts of steak and 370 kilos of mince.
That's not Knickers. How many kilos of mince?
370 kilos.
That's a lot of burgers.
A lot of burgers, a lot of spaghetti bolognese. But in a good ending to this story, too big for the abattoir. So
they can't handle Knickers.
You won't fit in the abattoir.
Really?
And they are going to just leave him live his life.
Knickers not off.
No, Knickers, yes.
Knickers on.
Yeah.
So, but what about the small brown ones around him?
Well, Knickers has got no... Well, they're in trouble.
Yeah. They're in trouble.
Yeah, so the owners, they bought him for, guess how much they paid for him? I'll tell you.
Well, hang on. First, tell me what that normal average price of a steer is.
You know, they bought him as a, I don't know.
A baby?
They bought him as a coach to take charge of the herd.
Oh, really?
So they bought him to.
Oh, so they bought him big.
They paid $396 for him. There you go.
What?
They got to feed him.
Oh, no, he must have been a baby.
I don't know how big he was.
Oh, they've got the grassland in WA.
And they once had a Brahman steer, which you know what they called that Brahman steer?
Oh, they're the ones with the humps.
They called that steer Bra. And guess what? And they've got knickers. So they had Bra and knickers.
Oh, Bra and knickers.
Hot. What's the biggest animal you've ever owned? Have you ever owned an animal?
My goldfish.
Have you still got them?
No. Yes, and in fact, we were marvelling at how long we've had them and how healthy they are.
I'm shocked.
Although one of them's often near the top of the tank, Jeffrey Whiskers.
We went through just so many goldfish before we just gave up.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was Teddy.
We just drained
out. Maybe the cat was.
Well, maybe. We ended up.
Oh, well, if you drained the tank.
No, not while they were alive. We drained it. We've got to give up. One about 15 have died. We're like, we're not meant to own fish.
Mum and Dad had a cat when I was growing up, a Persian cat called Shandy.
Yep.
That they got a rescue cat before it was fashionable. And Mum tried to change its name.
To what?
Vashti. Some Bible, someone in the Bible. Of course, you can't change a cat's name. Can't change anything about a cat, really. And I thought it was a really big fat cat. It was Persian. And then one day my girlfriend and I were home and we went for a swim in the pool and we took the cat in for a swim with us.
That's weird.
She was not happy. But we also realised she wasn't fat at all.
She wasn't a cat.
It was a Chinese rat.
No,
she was skinny.
Because
it was just her
Shetland
fur
pony,
that made her look.
Yeah, right.
It was just her fur. She was just a skinny little thing.
They had to take her out and dry her off. The headline of this story is you threw a cat into a
swimming pool for a swim.
The cats don't like to swim.
No, I know. We never did it again.
It's cruel. That's cruel. We took our cat to the beach. It was a bad idea.
Yeah, I know. Well, I hadn't met you then.
You know that our cat, Teddy,
loved
the boogie boarding. You knew that, didn't you?
Yeah, in the pool. But doesn't like getting wet.
No.
However, knickers, wet or dry, is a big fella. There's a lot of meat in knickers.
Imagine what they cut off him, though. Wonder how big they were.
They've been cut off.
Yes. Well, that's what a steer is.
Is it?
A steer means they've got no balls.
Does it?
Yes.
What's it called if it's got them? I don't know any names for male cows.
A bull?
A bull.
Oh, a bull.
Kizzy and Kate.
That's it from us, guys.
Oh, no.
My mate Richie texted to say the first animal in space was a dog called Laker.
Oh, that's what they made a film about it.
Yeah.
Thank you. There was a dog.
And that was before Yuri, who was the first human in space.
Oh, so are you saying I was right?
No, I knew there was
I think you're saying I was right.
When was the monkey?
Isn't it?
I don't know about the monkey.
I think the monkey went later.
Did it?
There was something sad about the monkey, I think. I mean, any monkeys that get experimented on are sad. But I think there was some terrible story about
Maybe we'll bring you that tomorrow.
I shouldn't be laughing.
Well, no, you shouldn't.
No,
be.
But
you
I'm
shouldn't
just
have
so
even brought
tired.
It up.
All right, you missed the show. Podcast by getting a hit out.
I talked about a dog called Laker.
Yeah, there's a film about that dog.
I think that's Planet of the Apes, I think you're talking about, Jack.
No, there was a monkey.
There's a lot of monkeys in the world.
They send a lot of creatures up to space.
Yes.
But also, I wouldn't want to be in space with a monkey. Do you know what I mean? They're strange.
I don't think they're spending animals and humans together.
I think they sent some mice up there.
They'd put the animals on their own. If they blew up, it wouldn't matter as much. But it does, because all God's creatures are equally important.
On that note,
I don't know if God
are
exists.
Women as important as men?
Oh, well, obviously.
Oh, okay. Obvious to whom?
Well,
can you spread that message around the globe?
I will. I am right now. I just see it.
Catch up on Husie and Kate in comfort and style with a pair of Skechers new Go Run Mojo trainers. See the range at Skechers.com.au.
Want more Husie and Kate? Download the Hit app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.